Bekutte Siches Chelik Yud Zayin, Pirkei Avos, the first Siche. Says Aminig Yisrael, it is a custom, a Jewish custom, a custom amongst Jews, as far yedin peirik from the Pirkei Avos, that before you start saying one of the Pirkei Avos on Shabbos, before each one, Zakman the Mishnah, we first recite the Mishnah, Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelik L'Olam Haba. Every Jew has a share in the world to come. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, "V'amech kulam tzaddikim." Your nation are all tzaddikim. La'ilam yishu oras. They will always, forever inherit the land. Neitzer matoy, ma'isi yod l'ispor. They are my handiwork that I am proud of. Vastafunis verstandig. That from this we understand as the teichna mishnah that the theme of the mishnah v'gdem schar fayedn idn la'ilam haba, which talks about the reward for every Jew in the world to come, is negeya b'yichud al tzakdom etzum limud from Masechet Avos, has some sort of a connection to the study of Pirkei Avos. That's why we say it before each peirik that we start. Dafim fashtein, so you have to understand, olam haba is doch deschar eif kol ha'avayda from Torah mitzvot l'chol prateh. The world to come, the reward in the world to come, is the reward for every type of serving of Hashem in every all of Torah mitzvahs and every detail of Torah mitzvahs. Nishnor famakayim zayim miladavus, not only for fulfilling those things which are written in Pirkei Avos, which he'll explain in a minute. Hain varvaz zoktman the Mishnah dafke faran lerem masechet Avos. So why then do we say it as an introduction to the study of Pirkei Avos, which is a very specific type of teachings, as if it was addressing this type of lifestyle, and for that you get your reward. But the truth is that Olam Haba, the world to come, is the reward for all manner of Torah and mitzvahs. Beis. B'negei Tzadayro is from Masechet Avos, Gifim Mitzvei Ketzavos. In regards to the teachings which are found in Masechet Avos and Pirkei Avos, we find two extremes, opposite extremes about it. From Ein Zayin, on the one hand, is the Teichen HaMasechta B'loshen Bar Tanura. According to the Bar Tanura, the way the Bar Tanura says, the meaning, the theme of this Masechta is Musarim Umidais. It is moral teachings. The moral teachings, basically. Character refinement and so on. That's what this. That's what Masechet Avos teaches. For Zayin Nishma Mitzvos Atayra, which are not necessarily part of the actual mitzvahs as enumerated in the Torah. Bizas Chachmei Umos Olam Gamkin Chibru Svarim, and we say that these are things which are moral teachings which are understood to people. They're not necessarily found in Torah, but they are even things which people of other nations, the wise men of other nations, also gathered and taught such types of teachings. Shabodim Liban, the ones that they came up with on their own. Bedarkei Amusar, in the ways of morality. Ketzad Yisnag Adam Im Chaveri, how a person should conduct themselves, should behave amongst other people. So that's how the Bar Tanura explains what Pirkei Avos is. Was the Neutigkeit zu bewahren, sich von alle solchen Jungen ist mit der Chumris und Schiffles Adam, and the reason that we need to be taught and we need to have a code of moral teachings of this kind is because people, if left to their own devices, tend to be not to subscribe to these kinds of moral teachings because of our lowliness and our self-centeredness and so on. Which could lead a person to bad behavior, and therefore we need these kinds of teachings to teach us about proper morality amongst other people. But on the other hand, our sages tell us something in the other extreme. Someone who wants to be a chassid means somebody that behaves beyond the letter of the law, does more than is expected of them. L'kayim milad avos should fulfill that which is written in Masechet Avos. In other words, as the arose from Masechet Avos zayin shayach to the darga from chassid, that the teachings of Masechet Avos are not there to address the lowliness of man, that if you don't conduct yourself according to these teachings, you'll end up being a submoral person, but rather this is a way to bring you to a super moral place, to a place which is beyond the letter of the law, a chassid. Thus is Eved Hashem l'fnei mishuras hadin, someone who serves Hashem beyond what is expected. So we find the two extremes. On the one hand, it's addressing basic moral code. On the other hand, it seems to be teaching us super moral code. The Zalbuk takes Avis Gefindman, but again, limit from Masechta Avis. The same two extremes you also find in regards to the learning of Masechta Avis. Meaning the reason why we learn the Masechta Avis. From the time of us, we learned the Masechta Avis and Shabbos ben Pesach Latzer is Dafke. What is one of the reasons that we study the Pirkei Avis during the 6 weeks between Pesach and Shavuos? Is vile dan is as man ven as vet nesoidet hataivas hagufnias, is because as the weather warms up, so people tend to become more free in their behavior, and therefore it encourages, it awakens a certain less than modest behavior, and so on. On the far lentman de mesechta vas is malaya techachas. Therefore, we study these chapters of Pirkei Avos, which are filled, as he says in the Maharal, that it's filled with teachings and moral teachings. And it encourages the person to pursue good moral behavior, because we tend to become freer in these warmer months, and therefore we need to counter that behavior by studying teachings which teach us to pursue good moral behavior. So that's, in other words, it's Masechta Avos is catering to the lowliness of man. But on the other hand, is the Minig Yisrael as Yeder Id. The Minig Yisrael is that every single Jew, from the Kodnish Biktane, from the smallest of the small, was Haltesh by Eschilas Aveda, that is only up to the very first levels of serving Hashem, is just getting into this. Into the Yiddishkeit and so on, bizdom gadol shebegdolim, until the very greatest of the great. For state legamne hechav and taivus gufnis, who is probably much beyond self-centered, low moral behavior, and still everybody is studying the Pirkei Avos, learn Pirkei Avos in demzvan. Everybody is learning Pirkei Avos. So in other words, that it's also studied by people that are on a very high level, moral level. So in other words, the same two types of extremes. Und die Ausbarin der Zweigzobes, unsere Vereinigung, and so the explanation of these two extremes and how they come together, hat man von der Agdome. We get this from the introduction to Pirkei Avos, which is the Mishnah that we're talking about. Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chel Leilam Abba. Every Yid, every Jew has a share in the world to come, Kedlakam, as will soon be explained. That man does verstehen leiten bira yidu from the Mishnah, so we'll understand how this is from the well-known explanation of this Mishnah, that olam haba meint olam atchia, that in this case olam haba, the world to come, there are two interpretations, two meanings to the word olam haba, the world to come. One could be gan eden, in other words, after a person passes away and the soul goes to its reward. So it's like an interim place until Mashiach comes, and then there will be resurrection of the dead, and then will be the Olam Abba, the final Olam Abba, the world to come, meaning after the resurrection of the dead. So which Olam Abba is meant in this Mishnah? It talks about the time after Mashiach comes, after the resurrection of the dead. Neshamas begufim, when the souls will come back into bodies. When das is the chiddush haMishnah, that's what the Mishnah is telling us. Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelik Olam Haba, that every Jew has a share in that Olam Haba. The schar from Gan Eden, because when we talk about the reward of Gan Eden, Olam HaNeshama is the world where the Neshamas reside without bodies, is nishglaich by Kol Yisrael. Not everyone is equal to that reward. Bizas zayne da zayne vas zayne bechlal nishzeichet to Gan Eden. There are even such people about whom it's written that they do not merit Gan Eden at all. Mashenken Olam Haba, whereas when it comes to Olam Haba, meaning Olam Atchia, the world of resurrection, then Neshamas Vel Zayin Begufim, when the souls will come back into bodies, is Be'ikre B'Shabbah B'Kol Yisrael, is for the most part although there might be details in which there are differences amongst the people, but as a general principle, everyone is equal to the reward of being resurrected from death. Kol Yisrael yesh lahem chelek l'olam haba. Every Jew has a share in the world to come. The tam d'reif is, what's the reason that all Jews are equal to this kind of reward? The schar from Gan Eden, the shamas bli gufim, as far as the reward of Gan Eden, which is the souls when they are divorced, removed from the bodies, is be'ikar of limud ha-Torah. That reward comes for the most part as a reward for the study of Torah in this world. Vosis fabunim be'ikim midim neshama, mitirkei ha-sechel, which is more a soul kind of a pursuit. It involves your intellect, it involves the powers of the soul to study Torah. And so therefore the reward is also for the soul. Tchiyas ha-meisim is the schar fakiyum ha-mitzvahs. The resurrection of the dead is the reward that we get for the fulfillment of the active mitzvahs, the mitzvahs which are maise in the world of action. Vosverd getom mit und durchen guv dafke, and those mitzvahs are done via the body. It's the body that fulfills those mitzvahs. Vosafar bakum de neshama de schar fadem, and therefore the soul which is rewarded for doing this mitzvah is rewarded in such a way, viz is tzatam midim guf, as when it's together with the body. In other words, the body was involved, was the main function of doing these mitzvahs, and therefore the body too is included in the reward given for doing the mitzvahs, and that's why it's the reward of after resurrection of the dead. Und wie bald das bei Asoges a Teure seine Faran und Darfen sein Chilukim zwischen einen Eden mit dem Zweiten. And since in regards to the comprehension of Teure, there are, and there need to be, it's obvious that there's going to be differences between different types of people, the way people, the capabilities that they have, the intellectual power that they have, not everybody is equal to that. And min ha-kotza el-kotza, and it goes from one extreme to the other. Some people are absolute geniuses with knowledge of the deepest concept in Torah, and some people have very, very basic and limited understanding of Torah. The farzayin nish kol Yisroel gleich in dem schar from the avoda in Gan Eden, and therefore not all Jews are equal to that kind of reward, which is Gan Eden, because different people do it in different ways and on different levels. Whereas when we talk about the fundamentals of fulfillment of mitzvahs, is an inyan fanasiyah, which is the act of the mitzvah. That's the most fundamental part of fulfilling a mitzvah, is the actual physical act. That everybody, anyone can do the physical act of a mitzvah. And in fact, every Jew does do mitzvahs. When is mekayim mitzvahs? Biz kemayim razal. And we know, as our sages tell us, as a Philippish Yisrael, that even those people that are considered to be the rebellious Jews, Malay mitzvahs kerimin, even they are filled with mitzvahs like a pomegranate is filled with seed, which means that every single Jew, even the most rebellious, is filled with mitzvahs, does many mitzvahs. When Ayoy says the Aveda for mitzvahs is da by Ali Yidin, and since this kind of service of Hashem, of mitzvahs, every Jew can do it, and every Jew does it. The Ribur is Kol Yisrael, Yeshalom Chiluk Olam Haba. Therefore, every Jew will have a share in the world to come after the resurrection, which is the reward for mitzvahs. Talit, Medafa b'fashtein, but we still have to understand. Bald as der ike tashlum aschar is b'zman la'achet chiz ha-meisim, since the most central reward for our life, a life of Torah mitzvahs, is after the resurrection. Is the fun movement, so we understand from this, as the schar for tchiyas ha-meisim is hecher for the schar in Gan Eden. So that reward must be a higher reward than the reward that happens in Gan Eden, since that's the ultimate reward. That's what we're all looking towards. That's the fulfillment of the reward that we look forward to. So obviously that has to be higher than the reward which is only an interim reward which happens in Gan Eden. Hein wie stimmt es damit? So then how does that fit with saying, was Gan Eden is the schare for hecher and oif na'aveda? Asagas ha'teira, that how does that fit with saying that the Gan Eden is a reward for an elevated status of service of Hashem? the service that we do through study of Torah, which is more difficult, and not everybody is equal to it, and not everybody is able to achieve levels of that, certain levels of that. As we said before, that it's not possible that all Jews should be able to do it equally. And the ultimate reward, which is a higher level reward, is given for something which is basic, that everybody can do it equally. I feel pashuter avoda. It's a much simpler avoda. On vas is the fire dabayalin, which is the reason that every Jew can be part of it. And so somehow that deserves a greater reward, the reward of the resurrection. How does that fit with study of Torah being an elevated service of Hashem and the mitzvahs being a more simple service of Hashem? How is it that the reward is reversed? The greater reward is for the simpler service, and the basic reward is for an elevated service of study of Torah, is the beer in them. So the explanation is, even though on the surface it may seem is the tam, even though it would seem that the reason that all Jews are equal to this service of Hashem of mitzvahs because everybody can do the basic act of a mitzvah is as the far of alasiyah is nidur gifan ala keiches. The reason that everyone is equal to it is because the act of doing something is a basic ability of a person, which is to do things which anybody is capable of. Emotional service is more difficult. Intellectual service is more difficult. Doing a mitzvah doesn't force you to be emotionally involved. And it doesn't take any intellectual prowess to be able to do a mitzvah. So it would seem that that's the reason that all Jews are equal to the act of a mitzvah. But the true reason for it, what's underlying the reason why all Jews are equal to it, is really because of the great value that there is to the act of a mitzvah. And as the Mishnah says in Avos, that the act is fundamental. That's the most important part of service of Hashem, is the actual act. So since that's the most important part of a Jew's service of Hashem, therefore everyone must be capable of doing it. Why is the act the most important and fundamental area of service of Hashem? The reason is the pnimis hakavana el yoyna is, what is the inner purpose of why Hashem created the world? As Eden Zolamachna Dir Leiz Varavatachtainim. The reason they did it is so that the Jews could create a host, a place that is a host to Hashem in this world, in the lowest world. In Olam Hazeh Tachton Shein Tachton L'matamenu, which is this physical world that we live in, that there is no lower place than that. That is the lowest place in terms of distance from the revelation of godliness. And that's where we have to make God comfortable. We have to make a place which is able to host the presence of Hashem. Okay, and as our sages tell us, that the thing that God created at the very end, which is the physical world, because we know that it evolved, the physical world evolves from levels of spiritual worlds which become more and more or less and less godly, and the final product is this physical world. So whatever came last in creation came first in the plan, is the most important of the plan, as is obvious from the fact that once you reach your intended purpose, there's nowhere, you don't have to do anything more after that. So the thing that God wanted most importantly, which was this physical world, and that he should be brought into this world, once he created it, there was nothing more to create. That's where creation ended, and this is where it all happens. And that purpose to bring God into the physical world. How do we accomplish that? How do we achieve that? By doing physical acts, by working with the physical world. And it's through working with the physical world and working with our bodies, that's how we refine the lowest elements of the creation, our bodies and the physical world around us. And Tanya Baruch, as Tanya explains at length, and therefore, since this is the ultimate purpose of creation, therefore, Maisa, the act of doing a mitzvah, is the most important part of creation, of the of service of Hashem, and therefore all Jews must be equal to that. So the fact that all Jews are equal to that, it may seem because it's a lowly kind of a service and that's why everyone can do it. The truth is that the reason that everyone is able to do it is because that's the focus of the entire creation. Therefore, Hashem made it available to everyone to be able to do. Und weil alle Jiden sein, because all Jews are beloshen akosav arayim v'shem b'mishna seinu, as the verse says, which is what our Mishnah quotes, this very verse. Neitzer matoy ma'isi yodosh l'kosh baruch hu, since we are the handiwork of Hashem, the hert yeder id the kavana unfirte dor b'peil, therefore every Yid who is a creation of Hashem for the purpose of bringing Hashem into the world senses that mission that he has, and therefore fulfills that mission. In Giluyim, seine Dochiluk und zwischen Eden mitten Satan, in the areas of elevated type of service of Hashem, like the study of Torah or emotional connection to Hashem, those don't touch the essence of the person. Those are elevated types of service, which are on the outskirts of the person's core and essence. Therefore, there are differences between different types of Jews in regards to how much and how well they can do those types of services. Bizus ken zayin hazavos is nishkin kelitz zayid, until there can even be people that are not capable of that at all. Aber b'shayches to the kavona asa atzmos, but when we talk about the core essence of what the purpose of creation is, to transform this world into a holy place, which is a host to God's presence. That this mission is sensed in the essence of every Jew. And therefore all Jews are equal to this, the avodah of Maisa HaMitzvahs, of doing the mitzvahs. Hey. Und das ist euch der Tam, für was der Tasche Maschar in Eilam Abba is zu Neshames Begufim Dafke. And that's also the reason why the reward that we receive in that Eilam Abba, meaning in the Tchias HaMeitzim after the resurrection, has to be a Neshama as it's in the body. Mitzad dem, was die Kavone von Eibishten is, er soll haben Adire v'tachteinim, because of the fact that the purpose of the creation, the purpose of Hashem for creating the world, is because He wants to have a place in the physical world, spiegelt sich das ab euch in Yidden. That is reflected also in the way the Yidden are. What happens to the Yidden? Meaning to say, because the Yidden are one with the essence of Hashem, and therefore we're connected, we're one with Hashem, and therefore whatever He wants and whatever He does is reflected in how we exist as well. So therefore, as the Bechiras HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and therefore when Hashem chooses the Jewish people as His chosen nation, Nishnor Bechiras Nishmasam, therefore when He chooses the Jews as His chosen nation, it's not only choosing their souls, and that's what He's interested in, the Jewish nation is their souls, the holiness of the Jewish people, but rather, nor euch von zeh guf, because Hashem wants the physical world, and the Yidden are one with Hashem, and therefore whatever He wants is expressed in the Yidden as well. And therefore, when He wants the Jews, when He chooses the Jewish people, He chooses the body of the Jewish people, just like He made His choice to have His presence in the physical world. Therefore, He wants His presence in the physical body of a Jew as well. That's what He's choosing. Was the far is euch der Guf von Aidna Matthias Nitzchis, And therefore, it's also not only the soul of the Jew that is an eternal existence, but also the body of the Jew becomes an eternal existence, which will never be completely destroyed. As is known, as the etzem luz vetnish nifsa, that there is one bone in the body, which is called the etzem luz, the bone of luz, which is never decomposes, it always remains. From dem etzem luz vetnivne veren de ganze guf betchias hameisim, it's from this core, from this seed of the etzem luz, that the rest of the body will be rebuilt. In other words, that because Hashem chooses that His presence should be in the physical world, therefore the body of a Jew is also chosen in that way, and therefore the body will never be lost, always remains, and will be rebuilt and brought back to life, because that's what Hashem wants out of creation, the physical world. Und der Rebbe beschas es wird sein, er wird sich endigen die Avoide von Bire v'zichra Eilam. Therefore, when the mission of refining and elevating the world will be finished, will be completed, on the Welt wird werden Adir Leyes Baruch, which means that the world will have become a place in which Hashem is comfortable for His presence to be there. Wird euch bei Eden sein begilui, wie sie die Bechidus HaKadosh Baruch euch in Zeh Guf, and therefore, at that time, it will become obvious and clear and revealed that when Hashem chose the Jewish people, He chose also the body of the Jewish people. And therefore, the Jews will have eternal life in the physical world, in their physical bodies. And that's what Olam Haba means. Vav al pize vet veren verstandig vavos min is magdim the mishne kol yisrael some limit from mesecht avos. Based on this, we can now understand why we say as an introduction to Pirkei Avos, why we say Kol Yisrael. Kedei tzu ariz bringin vidakiyum un limut from mesechta Avos. In order to express how the fulfillment of those things which are in mesechta Avos and the study of those things which are in mesechta Avos was bring zum bir vezich von chumris haguf, which are those things which we said before, that they are there to elevate and refine a person, that we shouldn't get caught up into our bodily pursuits, is negeyet zu yedn yidn, and that's something that is not only for the basic level Jew, it's even for the highest level Jew, for every Jew, is memakai makdim az kol yisrael yesh lam chel kol maba. So we introduce this by saying that every Jew has a share in the world to come, Olam HaTchiyah, which is of course talking about the resurrection, Neshamas Begufim, souls in bodies, the Farvas Oich Deguf and Kol Yisrael is Maisi Yadir Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu, because that's the focus. The focus is that the body of a Jew is also the thing which Hashem is proud of and brags about. So bodily things is not just something connected to lowly Jews. It is connected to the very highest level Jew as well. And in fact, the word which is used, my handiwork, which means maisa, the world of action, the world of doing things with your hands, fulfillment of mitzvahs in the physical realm, that's what Hashem is proud of. That's where He sees the purpose. Because that which is the lowest place in creation, that's what Hashem intended for in the very first thought of creation. That was the initial idea of creation. Und der Vater kennt sich kein Schum initially bottle my manner. Therefore, no Jew is able to opt out of the basic fulfillment of mitzvahs. If Nishmakayim Zayim Milud Avos, the basic fulfillment of Masechta Avos, not of mitzvahs, on a Beidik Tzavos, and this is true in both extremes. Sinishtok Kain Guv as Ken Nishnis in his Barver. And on the one hand, even somebody who is a lowly person and may think that I am not capable of reaching high levels and doing things which are beyond the scope of basic service of Hashem. So no, there's no such thing. There is no body that cannot be refined. But in the Gufun Yedir Idn is Maisi Yadosh Lodosh Baruch Hu. Because the body of every Jew is Hashem's handiwork. And so therefore it's not possible that this, what Hashem created, your body, and that's what he's proud of, should not be able to be refined. Everyone can reach for being, living beyond the basics. Und noch mehr und even more, Zayindik Maisa Rosh Baruch Hu, since we are the handiwork of Hashem, is sicher as bald yidach menon yidach, therefore it's without question that ultimately everybody will become refined, everyone will have to become refined. Und evet sofkos of zicher as barmen, in the end, that finally will become refined. That's one extreme. Und leidach, on the other hand, the avayda is nish zu nidrig fa velches is eden, that this is not an avayda, a service of Hashem, which is too low for somebody that's on an elevated status. But adarabah, to the contrary, the emes amilah de chasidusa, if you want to know what the real beyond the letter of the law is, living on an elevated status, zaynin de avayda from birav zich haguf, it is specifically about refining the body. It's specifically about refining the physical world. Because Hashem is proud of his handiwork. Hashem wants the physical act of a mitzvah. He wants the refinement of the physical world. As we said before, that in the end, everything is about the physical world. That was the initial thought of creation, was about the physical world.